If you know and have been a regular listener on Impact Radio's Morning Drive, you'll know that we are on a series about looking at the pillars of wellness. In the first week, Marilu Meyrung joined me to talk about our relationship with God. Last week, we spoke about our relationship with ourselves. And this week, we get to delve into our relationship with others. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so lovely to be back here today.
It's lovely to have you back here today. Let's delve right into today's topic.
So, all right, to just to quickly recap again about what we were speaking about, the pillars that we have discussed, the first pillar, and these pillars are really your, they're very influential on your wellness. So if you sometimes wonder why I'm feeling ill in my body, it could definitely have something to do with these pillars not being in place. And the first pillar, the most important pillar, is your relationship with God, because from there, everything else filters through. So it's your relationship with God, that's your first pillar. The second pillar is your relationship with self. And why that is when the disciples asked Jesus, what are the two like most important commandments? He said, firstly, love God with all of your heart, mind, and soul. And we delved a little bit into that in that first pillar. But secondly, love your neighbor like you love yourself. But loving yourself comes first, because if you can't love yourself, then you can't love your neighbor. And we discussed that last week and how that is and how you go about it. Today we're discussing how you love your neighbor. Now that you know, or now that you love yourself, and I'm not talking about that very, you know, I want to say superficial kind of love that you have yourself.
A vain kind of love where you're just all about yourself and nobody else.
Well, I almost want to say it's a preserved obsession, you know, which is unhealthy. Loving yourself is really about being patient to yourself, being self-forgiving, being kind, gentle, taking care of your health, because that's, you know, part of your self-respect. And then when you can do that, you can definitely love others as well. But then I wanted to dive today into who is your neighbor? Because if we say neighbor, you might think the person living next to you, or maybe the people in your house. And that is very important, because those are your inner circles. So yes, you can start off with your family, your kids, your husband, your parents, the people living next to you, the people that are living in your work environment. So those are definitely your neighbors. But if you really go and sit and think about it, every single person on this earth is your neighbor. So God says you have to love your neighbor. You might not like them, and that's absolutely fine, but we have to love our neighbors. And I want to go as far as, especially in today's life when we are working on social media, every single person that's a friend of yours on Facebook, every single person who you see in your newsfeed, every single person you have some form of contact to. So if you see someone's post and you are, you know, going at war on Facebook on what that person meant, you are not being kind to your neighbor. So I want to just put it out there, because when I sat on this topic, God showed me that even the people that we see on Facebook are also our neighbors. So Facebook and social media has enlarged our scope of interaction with other people, and they also then become our neighbors. And I think last week you and I discussed actually off air about what does it mean to love a person. So the best way, okay, so let me explain it this way. So everything, it's always about how you think in your heart. So God says that as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. And what we think in our heart is what we put out into the world. And there's actually, I mean, on a science-like topic, if you look at quantum physics and on an energetic level, we are putting things out there. So you might not say angry words, but if you mean it in your heart and you're thinking about, you know, angry thoughts, or you actually want to respond in a certain way, but now you're just, you know, being diplomatic and you don't. Those emotions still resonate, and that you put out into the atmosphere. And it puts such a great responsibility onto us to always check our hearts. It's okay to like have a God in front of your mouth and not speaking. And I think the Holy Spirit's very definitely in, you know, he works very hard with a lot of us all the time. But it's how you think in your heart. So that is what you put out into the atmosphere. And that is sometimes, if we look at the world, we have to understand that we have somewhat a responsibility to why there is so much fear, so much anger, so much resentment out there, because it's how we think in our heart. And I once explained to my kids, and it really resonated with me, and it explains it so well, that let's say, for instance, anger resentment, worry, fear could be encapsulated in the color red. So now you've got a paint bottle with red paint in, and then happiness, contentment, faith, all of the good things are the color yellow. So you've got these two colors in front of you. Now a person comes out, or you find yourself in a situation where someone has reacted out of the color red. You know, so they've put red onto a paper. How are you going to change that red? How are we going to change the world if it's representing red to you? You cannot respond in red, because, you know, red plus red is just going to give you red. And then you're going to just give more red and more red, and it's not going to change the world. We actually have to respond completely opposite. And this is when we are reacting out of a place of love, is no matter what people say, no matter how people come at you. And again, we have to realize that it's not, our fight is not against flesh and blood, it's against the spiritual realm behind it. And so if we can stand firm and resist that urge to respond in anger in our hearts, but respond from a place of kindness and gentleness and forgiveness and joy, and we keep adding yellow to this picture, eventually the red will turn orange. And the more we just pour yellow onto this page, eventually it will actually become yellow. And this is how we change the world. And so sometimes we look at scenarios, let's say we're looking at the wars that are going on in this world, and we go, there's nothing that I can personally do about it. I want to challenge you and say there is. And this is where prayer comes in. Like when we sit in our prayers, that we really speak love over these people, that we speak kindness over these situations, that we put that into the atmosphere, and we're adding each of us. If each of us adds our little bit of yellow into the atmosphere, we are going to change the atmosphere. It's just, I almost want to say it's science, you know, and that's so, it's so important to understand that that is how we love our neighbor.
Earlier on in the show, I've just been unpacking the scripture in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. And for those that have just tuned in and have not heard the scripture, I'm just going to repeat for them just to say and remind them what the scripture says. So all of us who have had the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. So yes, we need to love others, but like you said, it comes back to our relationship with Christ first,
yes,
our relationship with ourselves, and then our relationship with others. And then we can reflect what God would do in those situations, how God would respond in those situations, because we are meditating and contemplating and really studying the word. Because it's very easy to say now, I mean, it's, I like you, so it's easy for me to like you back. Mm-hmm. There's no irritation or anything like that. But should there be something that you might have said or whatever it may be, and I, without saying anything, do not respond in a Christian way, it's for me to go check what God would do in that, yes, situation, and then go and respond in love back to you. So basically, without us needing to say, but you must love that person. I mean, you're a parent, you know.
Yes.
You've got to love your sister. You've got to love your brother. And they don't understand why. But as they spend time and see how your relationship is with the other,
yeah,
one of your kids, they say, oh, but my mom loves my brother. My mom loves my sister. Yeah. So there must be something to love.
I want to share like a little testimony. I have a very dear friend who I really, really love with all of my heart. And she's currently in a situation where she is in complete, she's had a really, really tough childhood. So, and she comes from a very, you know, broken background. And she's at a place where she's super angry at God. So whenever the subject of God comes up, she doesn't understand. She's not saved, but she's totally angry to the point where when we have conversations, she outwardly, very boldly just curses God with like F-bombs and so it's really like crazy to have that conversation. But when I sit with her and she carries on like that, I don't get offended when she does that. And it's because I believe that God is bigger than that. You know, like He's not getting offended at her doing that. He sees her heart. And we had this one conversation and she was going off that I think if you were a new Christian, you would have taken much offense to what she was saying. But I sat there and I just knew that God is so wanting to reach her and she's not understanding. And obviously there's so many things that's cluttering her view of this. And at one point she made the comment and she said, yeah, if God doesn't appear to me in person and, you know, shows me things or, you know, actually correct me then, you know, and she carried on. And I stood and I said to her, so actually what you're saying is you want an encounter with God. And I just walked straight up to her and I started praying for her and you know, just covering in love and explaining how much God loved. And the entire atmosphere changed. So all of this cursing and anger and like, you know, it just like disintegrated. And I truly, and it's not me, like I'm not saying I were me. I'm just saying that sometimes we have to step back and not step into that place of taking offense because our God is really big. He's much bigger than what we think. He doesn't take offense. So if you like things don't offend him, like I just believe we serve a much bigger God than that, that he's after the heart. And I could see no matter what this big facade was that she was presenting. And, you know, I knew deep down inside her soul and her spirit is crying out for encounter of God, even though verbally like, it was quite something to experience. But that's just it. So if I had to respond in that way and go, no, you can't say that. And I was responding in like, you know, a defense.
Trying to defend God.
It would, yeah. I mean,
God doesn't need any defending.
But if I went that route, I would have added red to red and it wouldn't have made a difference.
It's so important that we have a strong relationship with God because you obviously could sense that you were seeing this, your friend, through the eyes of God,
yeah.
Through the eyes of Jesus, because the way that you responded, like you said, you could have easily just tried to defend and say, but what you're saying is this, and it's not like that. But what you really were doing is you were allowing the Holy Spirit to use you and to go, and you saw this as an opportunity.
Yes.
Obviously, the Holy Spirit said to you, Mary Lou, that this person is actually crying out to have an encounter with me.
It's so beautiful. And that is why it's so important to have those other pillars in place first. Like you cannot come to a place of loving your neighbor if you don't have a rock solid, like relationship with God. And then also being in a place of where you respect yourself, you know, where you have the confidence then that when people say things to you that you don't identify with it. You know, I've got another friend of mine who's also currently going through quite a difficult stage, and she's currently dealing with some mental issues, and she's currently on medication, and she's experiencing extreme anxiety and things. And I sat with her this week and I said to her, you have to remember that these feelings is not you, it's the medication. So let's just blame the medication for it. But so in spite of how you feel, you have to know I am what God tells you. And you can't know that if you don't spend time with God, if you don't filter through your identity of what he says about you.
Identity is so key. I mean, I love that topic. Everybody understands what identity is, but do we understand who we are in Christ? Because when we do, we are able to respond the way Christ does respond. So it's great to have Mary Lou in the studio with us today to talk to us about what it means to be in relationship with others, also as a wellness pillar. We spoke earlier on 2 weeks ago, having our relationship with God, what that means, how it was unpacked. And then last week, our relationship with ourselves and looking away from self-love as in terms of vanity and obsessed about yourself, but more about understanding, once again, identity, who you are in Christ. And that is how also other people can also understand who they are in Christ when they see, when you understand who you are, which I'm sure you're witnessing to your friends like that, Mary Lou.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I want to add to that is some might ask now, what has that got to do with health? And this has got everything to do with health because our bodies manifest whatever is going on in our mental capacity. I mean, 98% of diseases actually manifest in some form of fashion in your body. So your body actually speaks to you about what's happening in your mental and your spiritual realm. And I'll give you a quick personal testimony of myself. So I have gone through a divorce in 2021. And in 2022, it was years of a bit of toxic relationship that was happening. And for years, I also struggled with this colon issue where my colon just randomly, I want to say, would just stop working. And I would go into extreme pain. I would be bedridden for weeks. And I went for every single test, you can imagine, all sorts, colonoscopies and all sorts of things to find out what was this issue. And no doctor could actually tell me what was going on. So I want to say, if you're struggling with any health issues and no doctors can actually pinpoint what is going on, it is definitely something that is happening in your mental or in your emotional or even in your spiritual realm. So what happened was my colon would act up, and I was in hospital twice where I was there for days just to try and resolve the issue. My ex then asked for a divorce, I think it was the 8th of August 2020. And since that day, the colon issue disappeared. And I realized it was my body's way of saying that I was stuck, that I needed to let go of stuff. And stuff is maybe the nice word of a radio to explain, but it's I needed to let go of this toxicity. And since he asked me for divorce, even though I had went through the whole process of divorce and then having to find my feet again, and that was stressful in itself, even through other stressful scenarios, the colon issue didn't come back. And so our bodies speaks. So if you're struggling with any health issues, I want to almost say 9 out of 10 times that started in your mental capacity. Even things like bacterial infections and viral infections, there's some door that was open in the mental and the spiritual. And so when we discuss these pillars, why they are important is it makes your health rock solid, that there's no entry point for any health issues to then actually surface.
Very, very interesting. If you are keen to find out more about this, you can also contact Murray Lou Mayring directly, and she can also assist you with this. I mean, she comes with a lot of knowledge when it comes to wellness and makes so much sense. We know that Jesus is the healer. He went to the cross, by his stripes we are healed. But like Murray Lou said, we need to be in right relationship with God, ourselves, and with others. And that is where good health begins.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Murray Lou, for your time this morning. You can catch up on this discussion also on podcast when you go to Impact Radio's website.